the Highwayman by Alfred Noyes. The wind was a torrent of darkness among the gusty trees. The moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas. The road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor, and the highwayman came riding, 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 and the highwayman came riding up the old inn door.
He had a French cocked hat on his forehead, a bunch of lace at his chin, a coat of claret velvet, and breeches of brown doeskin. They fitted with never a wrinkle, his boots were up to the thigh, and he rode with a jewelled twinkle, his pistol butts a twinkle, his rapier hilt a twinkle under the jewelled sky.
Over the cobbles he clattered and clashed in the darkened yard. He tapped with his whip on the shutters, but all was locked and barred. He whistled a tune to the window, and who should be waiting there but the landlord's black-eyed daughter, Bess, the landlord's daughter, plaiting a dark red love knot into her long black hair.
And in the old inn yard, a stable wicket creaked, where Tim the ostler listened. His face was white and peaked. His eyes were holes of madness. His hair was like mouldy hay. But he loved the landlord's daughter, the landlord's black-eyed daughter. Dumb as a dog, he listened and heard the robber say,
"One kiss, my bonny sweetheart. I'm after a prize tonight. But I shall be backed with the yellow gold before the morning light. Yet if they press me sharply and harry me through the day, then look for me by moonlight. Watch for me by moonlight. I'll come to thee by moonlight, though hell should bar the way."
He rose upright in the stirrups. He scarce could reach her hand, but she loosened her hair in the casement. His face burnt like a brand, as a sweet black waves of perfume came tumbling over his breast, and he kissed its waves in the moonlight, the sweet black waves in the moonlight. Then he tugged at his rein in the moonlight and galloped away to the west.
He did not come at dawning, he did not come at noon, and out o' this tawny sunset before the rise of the moon, when the road was a gypsy ribbon over the purple moor, a red coat troop came marching, marching, marching. King George's men came marching up to the old inn door.
They said no word to the landlord, they drank his ale instead, but they gagged his daughter and bound her to the foot of her narrow bed. The two of them knelt at her casement, with muskets at their side. There was death at every window, and hell at one dark window, for Bess could see through her casement the road that he would ride.